Bradley Mall seems to have a sixth sense for litter. Seconds into a late morning walk through the woods, he spots a green soda can and tosses it into an Acme grocery bag.
All right, we'll head down the valley.
Over the next couple of hours, Maul fills the plastic bag as he trudges through the snow and mud of a still-thawing Wissahickon Valley Park. He usually does.
There's enough trash in the park on a regular basis that this project is possible. That's disheartening, but it's true.
Since January, Maul has been hunting down trash in this 1,400-acre parcel of Fairmount Park, which cuts through northwest Philadelphia. It's part of an effort the Mount Airy resident has dubbed One Man's Trash.
Doing this is better than just complaining about it. Do I hope that it inspires other people to pick up trash? Not really. I hope that people just don't litter.
Maul makes a note of nearly every piece of man-made refuse he comes across. After passing beneath the steel underbelly of McCallum Street Bridge, Maul steps off the trail, his trusty trash grabber in hand, to extend his reach.
Ha! 18 treat-sized bags of Doritos. And there's one of them.
He also keeps a log of all the organic matter he finds.
I'm documenting all of the instances of dog shit that I come across, but I'm not picking it up. I'm just not. There's a line, and that's the line.
After every trip or two, Maul stops by a shed in the woods provided by Philadelphia's Department of Parks and Recreation and deposits his discoveries. When the year is up, the garbage Maul's collected will become the centerpiece of a still-to-be-determined art installation. David Bauer, volunteer coordinator for Parks and Rec, says some park goers are so used to seeing litter every day that they don't always take note of it in the woods.
A year's worth of garbage at one spot will open in the eyes of a lot of people who are park users. They'll become more aware of what's going on in the park. It'll educate them, hopefully inspire them to get involved.
Bauer says over the years there's been less litter in the woods thanks to people like Maul and city government taking a keener interest in keeping the city as green as possible. But there's still too much of it, says Sarah Marley, outreach coordinator with the Friends of the Wissahickon. Last year, the group collected
336 bags of trash. You know, we had over 1,100 hours of cleanup in the park.
The nonprofit will help promote Maul's project once he's done collecting.
We wanted to help kind of change the attitudes of people that, you know, this park, it's not just theirs. Like, other people are experiencing it, and the litter affects their experience.
I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.